First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Dark side on this kind of dreary Monday morning. It's going to be 40 degrees or so, and I don't think anybody's really concerned about the degrees. I think they're all concerned about this virus going around. You can't pick up a paper where it doesn't have article after article after article about this virus that's hitting this great world, not just the United States, not just China, but all over the world now. And I don't think it's going to get better real quick. Everything gets better after it's fought through. But I don't think this is going to get very, very much better until we have to fight through it. Now, I read in the paper that Illinois and Missouri have different takes on it. Illinois wants everybody to stay home and not do a damn thing. The governor of Missouri wants everybody to go out and do whatever because he doesn't think it's that bad. So we'll have to find out in the next week or two or three or four how bad it is or isn't, and we'll work accordingly. Lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I'd like to get some callers that want to talk on a serious note about this virus going around. I mean, you can pick up these newspapers and you can hear bull crap on both sides. On the Democratic side, it's always the Republicans' fault. On the Republican side, it's always the Democrats' fault. So we need to all come together and not worry about who's right or wrong. All we need to do is get this situation under control. I see where it says in the post disgrace, and that's today's paper, shutting down, coronavirus outbreak, shutting everything down. St. Louis volunteers keep an eye on the streets. It says in New York, dramatic restrictions grip the state. And it says the cases, positive test is up in Illinois and Missouri. So I would assume with all this going on that people would be somewhat concerned about it. And I say day in and day out, we can talk any kind of issues, but with this virus going around, that's all the government wants to talk about. I mean, there's crap going on the Illinois side of the river, not to do with this virus. There's crap going on the Missouri side of the river, not to do with all this virus going on. But it appears that nobody wants to do anything but talk about this virus. Now, I understand to talk about it, to address it, but not to have 24/7. It's eventually going to get worked out, as you all know and I know. It just takes some time. And if we don't talk about it, if we don't talk about the positive aspects, if we don't talk about some of the good things that may happen, it'll never come about. I think a lot of these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, I think they want to see it going. I think they want to see it going so they can be the big shot. It's always when there's a problem, the politicians always get their 2 cents worth in. And when they do, it's going to get worse than it was before. They know that, but they just continue to do it, and nothing ever happens. This person's sick, this politician's sick, so he can't come for a vote. This politician's sick the next day, so he can't come for a vote. And it's just amazing how when one thing happens, then something else happens, because these ass-white bastards do not want to see it get over. I think the Democrats would like to play this out till the November election, and they may do it. They may do it when it's all said and done. If they do, that's a shame, because we shouldn't have to worry about everything going on in this country, because there's too much crap going on. We should take what's important to us and run with it. Go ahead, Ivan. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you.
Yep. Hey, I'd like to give a little positive message out there to everyone suffering from this coronavirus thing. And that is, you know, be not afraid. We're going to get through this like we've gotten through everything else. And just have a little positive note. We're being drugged down so bad by all the negativity that, you know, if you're a religious guy or not, whatever, take a little word that gives me comfort in 2 Timothy 1 through 7, if everyone wants to read that message. You know, that is to be positive and share your love with everyone. I had a very interesting breakfast this morning, our coffee club this morning, where 3 men were sharing the word, sharing the message, and, you know, we don't have to really suffer from this, because we're going to come out on the other side like we've done, like Americans have done. And thank God for you. Thank God for our leaders that's in office right now that I believe have a control on it.
You know what, Ivan, I agree with you, but let me ask you a question. You sound like you're a pretty religious man, and that's great. Why, I wonder, and I think other people wonder too, do we let all this crap go about this virus? There's so much crap going on over in Illinois, in Missouri, all throughout the area, with robberies, with rapes, with killings. You never see, there was something about a killing in St. Louis over the weekend, and it was on page 6 or 7 or 8. Why do you think these bastards let this crap go like that?
Well, I think they want to keep us down so that we're in fear. The one thing I've seen positive come out of this, you notice in Chicago that the killings are down. They keep them off the streets. They keep them out of the clubs. And I read somewhere the other day, I don't know if the numbers are true, but it said the killings were down to a third of what they normally are. And if that's the case, I'd say, you know, hold them down, hold a curfew down, and, you know, let's all recover from it. Let's not let the government keep us down. Another thing, I think they want to keep us down so they can keep legislating more and more money. And they keep legislating. I don't see where money is going to cure this. I think our faith and our common sense is the only thing that's going to bring us through the other side.
You know what, Ivan? Thank you very much for the call. I think you're exactly right. I think that's what's going to take. And I'm not a real religious person, but sometimes you got to throw a little religion in the mix. maybe to get you over the top. You know, people don't want to talk about that. But, you know, I think there's good in religion. I think there's good in government. I think there's good in everything. If you keep it good. Now, there could be bad in everything, and there's been bad in government. There's been bad in religion. There's, you know, there's been bad in just about everything. And the problem is, once it's bad, people try to make it worse. They don't try to confine it. They don't try to do something about it. They want to make it worse. And I think that's what's happening all throughout this country. And this is a situation where I haven't seen anything quite this bad since I've been around. But again, the politicians, they're going to act like it's worse than it is. They want to play on it, and they want to continue to play on it. And they will continue to play on it because most people are afraid to step up and say, hey, it's bad, but it's not that bad. It's bad, but we can get through it. But these asswipe, no-good-for-nothing, rotten bastard politicians, all they want to do is see more havoc. All they want to do is see more crap out in the streets. Now, they can say, oh, no, they're for not having this virus. They're for not having this. They're for not having that. But at the end of the day, if they'd be honest with themselves, and some of them are, most of them aren't, some of them are, it's let's go ahead and try to make it worse. It's always better for politicians when the situation is worse. And they know that. We know that. But what do people do? They continue. They continue to fight the fight against what's right. You know, they want to see all the negativity. They don't want to see things get better, because when things get better, then the politicians get screwed with more. See, nobody's really messing with the politicians other than they're messing with Trump. And again, I think they'll mess with Trump until Election Day, because that's what they're about. But with everything going on, you know, they've got 70 million Americans are told to stay put, stay at home. Senators face scrutiny over stock trades amid this crisis. You know, there was four United States senators that sold millions of dollars worth of stock right before the market started to fall. Now, I did the same thing, but I knew nothing about it. I didn't have any inside information from anybody. I studied it. I always study the market. And I thought, hey, it's the 28th or 29th of December. It's time to get out. And at that point, I got out, took a lot of money out. But they tell me, if I put my money in sometime this week, it may go down a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I stand to make probably $5 to $6 to $7 million, because the market's down so low now. And if I get in, it really doesn't have any place to go but up. So I'm going to wait a day or two, and then I'm going to get back in and take my chances. Now, it could go down another 20 points. I don't think it's going to do that, because I think at the end of the day, the politicians will know that if it goes down 20 more points, maybe it goes down 30 or 40, and I don't think anybody wants to have it look that bad. I don't care if they're trying to get rid of Trump or not. I don't think they want it to be any worse than it is. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the dark side.
I'm on the dark side. Nice to make your acquaintance, Bob. Just my first time calling.
Well, thank you, sir.
Do you really think that it's all as bad as they're making it out to be?
You know what, Bill? No, I don't think it's... I think it's bad. I think every one of these situations are bad. But I don't think it's half as bad as they think it is, or not think it is, that they want it to be, because the worse it is for us, the better it is for these politicians. I think you know that, and everybody knows that. But no, I think they want to fight. They want to keep the fight going so they look important, because when this is all said and done, we'll forget about what they did, and we'll move on to the next subject. What's your take?
Well, I think they blew it out of proportion beyond belief. I mean, I'm not an epidemiologist or whatever it is, but when I think about how many people die from the flu every year in America, it's more than is going on with this thing. And, you know, it's like, well, if more people die from the flu, how come we aren't locking the whole world down every time the flu comes around every flu season? So
You know what, Bill? I said the same thing yesterday to some people. I said, you know, if this is so dangerous, why aren't we having the same problem when people die from the flu or people die from this or that? I mean, they've taken this and they've just made this a situation that is going to hard to come out of. Now, we will come out of it, but there's going to be so much crap before we get to that point. And I think at the end of the day, the people will hurt more than the politicians, don't you think?
Oh, they're hurting already. I mean, look at all the people who've got to be out of work because of the restaurants are shut down. This is shut down. I got a letter from work that tells me, hey, you're important. You got to come to work. So I got to carry it around with me like I'm in Nazi Germany or something so that they don't arrest me for going to work. I mean, gee, would that be? Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Oh, one more thing. What do you think about all the senators and all the congressmen who depleted their 401ks a couple of weeks before this thing came down?
You know, let me tell you what, Bill. I think they're all hurting, and it says four. I guarantee you there's a lot more than four United States senators that found out what was going on and took their money out before they got hurt too bad. I think at the end of the day, you'll find people have these trusts that their name's not on them, but they're the ones that get all the benefits from it, but they want to cry about it and cry about it and cry about it and said that their money was in a trust and they don't know what the hell's going on. Do you think any of those politicians actually believe that?
Of course not. What are the politicians? They're liars, cheats, and thieves, right?
I tell you what, I'll have to write that down. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate first-time callers. I'm glad people are starting to call in from other areas because they're concerned about what's going on now. I just hope it stays that way. I hope it stays that way and everything doesn't die out after this epidemic, so to speak, is over with. And again, I think it's not as bad as these people want to make it. They want to make it to be really bad, but it's not. And I'll tell you people, and I'm not the smartest guy around, but they manufactured this, and it's really going to hurt. It's going to hurt not only us as individuals, but more so us as investors in this great country of ours. Politicians all want to play the game. They want to play the game, and they say, well, let's play the game. We know what we're doing. We're out of the market. Let's let these other people stay in, and then when time comes, they'll be bitching and moaning and groaning, and it won't be our fault. It'll be their fault for not getting out of the market. Go ahead, Junior. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, thank you.
How's your health today, Bob?
Holding up pretty good. What idiots we have calling. It's unbelievable, isn't it? See, but that's what, he must be a politician or hang with a politician, because that's what these ignorant, stupid bastards do. They want to lie on everybody. They want to cheat. They want to steal. And at the end of the day, they want to tell you how good they are. Well, Junior, you know, don't get close to your mother, because you probably are the one to give her the AIDS, but that's for another day. I don't even want to go there. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And I appreciate when people call in that have something really to say. Now, they can call in and lie about this. They can call in and lie about that. But people listen to the radio. They know what's going on. They know better than that. But, you know, you can't stop these people from calling. You can't stop these idiots from lying. You can't stop them from doing anything they want to do. And at the end of the day, they really think that there's something. And I do not understand how they think they're getting away with this when people that listen to them know they're a bunch of idiots and laugh when they get off the phone. So I don't understand why they why they must do that crap, but they do. I see where Pritzler over in Illinois, that he's got the shelter-in-place order until at least April the 7th. Now, that's a couple weeks off. Now, I don't know if it's going to do any good or any bad, but I would say that everybody should take this serious just to get over this problem. They don't want to do that, though. They want to keep it going. They want to make it from bad to worse. And then people will go along with it. They'll say, yeah, you're right. It's that bad, and it's going to get worse. They know it's not going to get worse. It's going to level off. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that it'll level off, and then it'll eventually, like every other problem we've ever had, it'll eventually go away, and then we'll move on to another problem. It says the cases in Illinois rose above 1,000. There's been 9 deaths reported in Illinois. And that made the second page top fold. What they can't do, they can only put so much crap on the front page, page one. A lot of it has to go on page 2 and 3 and 4. And I know people don't want to have their information on page 2 and 3 and 4 because it's not as important if it's on 2, 3, and 4. And that's why people fight to get on the front page. They're calling the newspaper. They're calling the editors. They're trying to do whatever they can do to get their message out, whether it's right or wrong, to try to get their message out. And sometime it works. Sometime it works. I can't say it doesn't, because these politicians will sit in their offices and say, hey, we started this. We started this. And look where it's gone. So I think that's pretty amazing. I think that's pretty amazing that it goes that way. Let's take some more calls. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the dark side.
Okay. I was listening to Bill Cunningham last night. God bless him. The truth detector. 90 people per million have died in the worst case scenario at this point. That's Italy. We have 330 million souls here, Bob.
Uh-huh.
330 times 90 is only 27,000 deaths. That's less than what we've had this year from our common flu. Yet the CDC is as corrupt. What type of Justice Department did we inherit from Obama, Bob? You've heard of Spygate, haven't you?
Sure.
And here we're going from election to luckin' election without any prosecutions. Did they do that for Watergate? Chucky Boy Colson was in prison within a few years.
Right.
I say the CDC is just as corrupt from Obama. Trump didn't put in no new people in the CDC. These are deep state or Democrat hacks lying to the American people, saying 3.3 million Americans are going to die based upon what? Their model. Not based upon what's going on over in Italy, which is worse than China, worse than anywhere. Why can't they put out the truth? Because they are just as corrupt as our Obama Justice Department we inherit. So I think that's something American people need to wake up and say, hey, forget your screwing models. Your models told me back in the late 70s we'd be out of gasoline 10 a decade ago. The models back in the 90s said we would all be dead and gone today. Screw your models. Let's go with the fact. How about the ship? The people on the ship. You translate that factor to America, we only have 10,000 souls dead. Why can't these Democrat hacks tell the truth and use the facts instead of putting out their lying party of death? They are the party of death. God, the Bible says, all they that hate me love death. That's the Democrat Party. Instead of putting out their lies, why don't they put out the actual real evidence facts we get out there? They are shutting down America. It ain't the Republicans. All these cities are Democrat hacks. They are shutting down America. They think this is going to help them to win the election this fall.
You know, Rich, I agree with you 1,000%. I agree with you 1,000%. They want to push all this crap out. They want to say, hey, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, and it's going to level off. And they all know it. The Democrats know it. The Republicans know it. The Democrats, though, they want to keep this going. They've been out on the streets. They know what Trump's done good for this country. Now, he's not perfect. He's not perfect by any means. But he's done an exceptional good job with what he's had to work with. And I think when he, I said, when he gets reelected, he'll have 4 more years to really put it into place. It's amazing. It's amazing, Rich and everybody else, how they want to make it, as I said before, they want to make it worse than it is, so it'll sound better when it all gets taken care of. But then when it all gets taken care of, then the Democrats are going to say, see, I told you so. It was done the way we wanted it done, not the way the Republicans wanted it done. And I say to that, that's not the way it is, not the way it's going to be. But the Democrats, at the end of the day, the Democrats will take credit for it. They take credit for everything, whether they're right or wrong. They'll take credit for everything. Again, Richard, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the dark side.
Well, Mr. Romantic, I couldn't have said it better myself, like the caller before me did. And, you know, there's so many variables to this that never get mentioned. 60% of the population in Italy are chain smokers. I mean hardcore smokers. I was stationed there in the Army to this day. So the elder population over there has been smoking their entire life. They've all got lung problems.
Uh-huh.
They've got a large Chinese population they've imported as part of their trade deal with China to work in textile mills over there, which have brought this disease over there. And every one of these people who has passed on from this or reached the ICU stage has one, if not two, if not three, other underlying medical issues. So my whole deal with a lot of this is, you know, if you're dying from something, you're 80, 75, 80 years old, and you're dying from emphysema, you're dying from cancer, and you contract this, and they say, well, yeah, you've tested positive for it, but you were on your way out with something else, they're going to chalk it up to this COVID-19 virus.
Sure they are.
It is utter, the statistics are in our favor when you show how utterly ridiculous this thing has been handled and overblown. And you mark my words on this. In another couple of weeks, when the weather warms up and the sun comes out and everything's wonderful, all of this will miraculously go away, and these politicians who always have everything tilted in their favor, kind of like a casino, they're always going to win, you know.
Yeah.
They'll say, well, we saved the planet, we saved the country, we've done such a magnificent job.
You know what, Tom? That's exactly what they'll do. They've done that before on different situations. They'll continue to do it. But I think what these politicians, both the Democrats and the Republicans, like, they're going to take it and they're going to put their mark on it, and they're going to say, hey, if you do it this way or do it that way, it's going to come out better, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope everyone remembers come November this election cycle, because I'll tell you what, and I don't understand why President Trump doesn't get on TV right now and point out to Schumer and Pelosi and say, look, these are the people who are holding up help to all of the constituents in their respective states. Blame them for this. Blame them for you not being able to pay your rent or buy your groceries for the next couple of weeks.
Tom, thank you very much. Great point. Great point. And that's true. But Pelosi's not going to come out. Schumer's not going to come out. They're not going to come out to have somebody say, hey, look how bad these politicians look. They know how bad they look. They don't want to get put out on Front Street when it's something that they know they have none or just minor control over. They want to be in charge. They want to say the way they did it is the best way. And what really amazes me, it's not, no, this is a better way. No, Trump screwed up. It always starts with, hey, President Trump was screwed up. Here's a better way to do it. President Trump has done this. Here's a better way to do it. It's amazing. It's amazing that it happens that way. Tom, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people since this whole deal started. A lot of them are actually in trades. I mean, unionized trades. And I got news for you. They're all with a lot of us on this. come November, I think Trump's still going to win in a landslide. They know, the average person out there knows what's going on.
You know what, Tom, thanks for the call. I agree with you 1,000%. They know what's going on. They're going to keep their mouth shut. And come election time, they're going to show the American people what's right and what's wrong. And I agree with you. I honestly think that Trump will win big. And then right after he wins, they'll start another impeachment saying he did this wrong, he did that wrong. And they'll run with it again, and it'll be something else, and it just amazes me that we let this crap go that far. Callers, hold on. We'll get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
This is...
Brookside. This is Bob Romanek. I know a lot of you people may say, oh, I didn't know this was Bob Romanek. Let's shut off the station, go somewhere else. So I'll give you a second or two to shut it off, because if you don't want to be here, I definitely don't want you to be here. I want the people all throughout the country that know what I'm saying is correct, know what I'm saying is correct, because I research it, as you good people do. And you know, sometimes what you hear is not the way it is. I think most of the time what you hear is not the way it is. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I'm ashamed to tell people I'm from Illinois. You got Pritzker, and then you got that little midget from Chicago, the mayor, who's so worried about this, saying how bad Trump is. Why don't you get in her car and go to the south side of Chicago? They kill that many a day.
You know, Rick, I agree with you 1,000%. They talk all their crap day in and day out, and if they just took care of their problems, they wouldn't have time to take care of anybody else's.
It just amazes me. Dickie Durbin, I mean, it just amazes me. You got more murders in Chicago than people are dying over this virus.
You know, I agree. But don't you think, Rick, that they want to keep it that way? They want to make what they're not, what they don't have control of, they just want to let go by the wayside. They want something like this that they can talk their crap and have people think that maybe, just maybe, they're right for a change.
Well, they think they're so important, but Prinsler's just about one Big Mac away from going down, I think. So we all ought to send him some Big Macs.
Rick, thank you very much. I disagree with you on that, because you send him another Big Mac, he'll probably explode, and I don't think we want him doing that. Of course, who knows? Maybe we do. But what amazes me is that they all want to talk their crap, but they never want to do anything to help solve it. They never want to take some of their money out. They never want to donate some of their money. They never want to donate to the hospitals or the charities. All they want to do is talk their big game. And that pisses me off more than anything in the world. They're going to talk a big game. They're not going to do a big game, but they're going to talk and say, this is the way it should be done. It should be done. And I always say to that, if that's the way it is, why don't you ignorant bastards get out there and do it? Go ahead, Pat. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. I'm so glad you're on the air here. I'm just thankful we got some truth out there with you and Kevin Slayton in the morning here.
Well, thank you,
brother,
sir.
Him in the morning, too. So I just want to say, most people are right. You know, we're not all dummies, but we just have to take things a little slower, get back to the old ways of doing things, and just stay home, you know, for a while, and then let it blow over, and I believe we'll be all okay.
How long do you think this is going to take, Pat?
I'd say at least a month, you know. I don't think they say June, July, August. I can't see that happening, because it's, you know, every time they do a test, they're testing more now, so there is more positive things out, more positive coronavirus cases out there, but a lot of them have been healed, you know, they've been recovered, you know, just like our Paul Ryan, you know, the senator there and all that, Rand Paul and all that, you know. I'm sure even Tom Hanks and his wife had it, and they're over it, I believe, now, you know, so these things are going to pass. People are going to have it, but, you know, it's probably going to delinquish a little bit, you know. Yeah. And I see it just not as strong. It's just a big political thing right now. They want the president out of, you know, it's the same old thing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Pat. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, they do want the president out, and I think at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing they're concerned about, is getting rid of the president. Oh, they've got these outbreaks, they've got this going on, got that going on, and that bothers them a little bit, but nothing bothers them worse than having Trump getting reelected. And I think he's going to win big this time, because I think 25 or 30% of the independents that vote every 2 and 4 years, I think they vote the candidate, not the party. And if that's a fact, I think Trump's a big winner, because I think people that really don't even like him, that don't like Trump, say, hey, he's by far the lesser of the two evils, and I'm going to have to go for him. I see this stupid-ass Biden. He don't know if he's coming or going. He talks one day, thinks his wife's his sister and his sister's his mother. And I know people can say that's funny, but at the end of the day, all the mistakes he's made, it's not really funny. It's serious, and I don't know why. I don't know why the Democrats don't take it serious, other than they know that I'm right and other people are right, but they don't care. They want to defeat Trump at any cost. They want to defeat Trump at any cost, and I think that's what they'll end up doing. It's amazing. It's amazing how they throw everybody out on Front Street to get what they want, but they do, and they have, and they will. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue until it's over. And hopefully it's over sooner than later. But just like all these newspapers, all the TV stations, the radio stations, they want to keep it going. They want to keep it going because they want people to think that it's worse than it is. They want people to think, hey, we're never going to get over this. They want people to think that the times are going to be bad, and they are going to be bad. But they shouldn't get that bad where people can't handle a situation. Of course, this is America, and as soon as something bad happens, they'll play it out and play it out and play it out until something good happens. Then when something good happens, then it's, hey, look what we've done to address and fix this problem. They never want to talk about the negative crap that they get involved in. They don't want to talk about that at all. They want to talk about the little bit of positive crap that maybe they were involved in. And they'll run that all the way up till election day. And I hate to hear that and see that, but that's the way it's been decade after decade after decade, and that's the way it's going to continue. So I say to that, let's fight them when we have to fight them. Nothing violent. Let's fight them at the polls. Let's do the best we can, Democrats and Republicans, because there's a lot of good Democrats, a lot of good Republicans. It's just there's a few bad ones on both sides, and because of that, we get the worst. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. How are you today, sir?
Fine, sir. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, first off, I met you, two years ago outside Gary's restaurant in Freeburg.
Oh, okay.
You were coming out of there one day. I was going in to pick up a carryout order to take to my dad in the nursing home. And I had my cross on, and I said hi to you and introduced myself. And you noticed my cross and mentioned something about it. And I know you're not a big religious man, but I am. But God love you. I'm going to tell you, I'll pray for you every day.
Well, you know what, Kevin? Thank you. Thank you very much. That's greatly appreciated.
Comment. The people are missing. And I've done a little research on this, and maybe you could too. And there's even a graphic I saw today. If you search on the internet, Trump versus Obama on pandemic. And if you go back to 2009, and I remember this time, because it's what got me started using hand sanitizer and washing my hands more, and that was 10, 11 years ago, and my parents were elderly, and H1N1 was out, and the swine flu. And if you look at the parallel back then, it's very identical to now. You had a Democratic president, here you got a Republican president, but Biden was the head of the task force, Pence is the head of the task force. It's very similar in its comparisons, but here's the difference. There was no media panic at the time. There was no closing of borders. There was no cutting off flights. There was nothing like that that happened back in 2009 when Obama was president from the media. But now, with Trump as president, it's almost identical in the situation, but the media is all the opposite. So it's very interesting to see how the media can control things to a certain extent. And then along with that, when you look at the numbers back then, 60 million people approximately got infected and 12,000 or more died in the United States. And it started around April of 2009, and President Obama didn't declare a national emergency until October of that year, really long,
right,
where Trump's done it really fast. So the common denominator here is the media. So my point is this, Bob. It comes down to this. Should we be washing our hands? Should we be using hand sanitizer? Should we be watching what we do at community areas? You're darn sure we should be doing that. I started doing that 10, 11 years ago just to protect my parents at the time who were elderly.
Right.
Okay? So we should have been doing it. So it goes to this, to the media. You know, Rahm Emanuel said a couple years back now with Obama, never waste a good disaster. This comment.
You know what? I've heard that, Kevin, and we're up against a break. I sincerely appreciate the call and your concern, but you're exactly right. It was a bigger deal back in the day, but because Trump's running for re-election, these Democrats will do anything and everything to get him defeated, which I don't think is ever going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Hold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. As always, we're in the last two or three minutes, so I'm going to thank the callers today. Apparently, we had a few from out of the area that listen, and they understand what's going on. And I hope everybody gets a taste of what's really going on and know there's a problem, but there's no problem that we can't counter. There's no problem that we can't get rid of if we all come together. The hell with politics. Let's be men and women, black and white, Democrats and Republicans. Let's all come together and we can get this done. As always, time to go. So let's continue to unite. to expose these asswipe, no good for nothing, rotten bastard politicians, these politicians that want to be called public servants, but they never do the job of a public servant. They always do the job of a politician, which is to screw everybody but them, their families. It's amazing. It's amazing how they continue to get away with it. So let's beat them at their own game. Let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them, as always, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.